The hostages in Lima, Peru, spent their 10th day in captivity today. Leftist rebels holding more than 100 people, including senior Peruvian officials and foreign diplomats, are demanding the release of their jailed comrades. But Peruvian President Alberto Fujimori hasn't budged from his refusal to bargain. Since his election in 1990, Fujimori has been one of Latin America's most popular leaders, despite what his critics say are his authoritarian tendencies. Peruvians credit him with crushing a brutal insurgency and with beating back 7,000% inflation. In recent months, his popularity has declined as the economy has faltered. Now, with the hostage crisis at the Japanese ambassador's residence, Fujimori is facing another major test of his controversial style of leadership. From Lima, John Miller reports.
Alberto Fujimori has been at the very center of Peruvian life for the last 6 years, on television and radio, in the mountains and in the jungles. But since the hostage crisis began, he has been virtually invisible, meeting privately with his advisors and only once, last Saturday night, making a public statement. In that statement, which lasted just 3 minutes, he laid out his position, saying he would not negotiate for the release of hostages and rejecting the rebels' main demand that he free all their comrades in jail.
This much is clear, that the liberation of people who have committed murders and other terrorist crimes is unacceptable under Peruvian law and for reasons of national security. The proposal is concrete, that the captors lay down their arms before a neutral commission and that they facilitate the release of all the hostages without exception.
For Peruvians, that position has seemed to make sense. While the rebels, known in Peru by their Spanish acronym MRTA, have made some public relations gains during the crisis, popular support is still overwhelmingly with the hostages. According to political columnist Mirko Lauer, that means the pressure is now on Fujimori to get them out.
People would like Mr. Fujimori to come out a winner, definitely yes, because they know definitely that the MRTA is an instability card and is a negative card in terms of the short and long-term interest.
When Alberto Fujimori was first elected in 1990, he was an unknown quantity, a university rector with no political experience. But he quickly adopted a strong, almost authoritarian style. In 1992, he dissolved Parliament and the Supreme Court and instituted a tough economic program. He also gave the military broad powers in fighting the MRTA and the much larger Shining Path rebel movement, whose insurgencies had cost more than 30,000 lives. Soon prices were under control, and all the major rebel leaders were in jail. But in the last year, the economy has slowed, and Fujimori has been widely criticized for a highly centralized leadership style that's geared more toward dealing with emergencies than with the day-to-day problems of government. Mirko Lauer says that Fujimori's need to turn every crisis into a personal crusade has been a liability in the hostage standoff.
Fujimori's first reaction has been to step into the military bunker from which he has governed all these 6 years. He has not managed to convince all of the population that this is really a match between terrorism and the population of Peru. And by stepping into a military bunker, he has turned this so far into a match between MRTA and Fujimorismo in Peru.
While appearing to take a hard-line position, Fujimori has shown some flexibility in his handling of the crisis, for example, leaving open the possibility of exile for the hostage takers. He also said he doesn't oppose dialogue, just not while one side is holding a gun to the neck of the other. But flexibility and dialogue have never been Fujimori's strengths. For Peruvians, the question now is whether a leader accustomed to having his way is capable of the kind of delicate diplomacy required to end this crisis without bloodshed. For National Public Radio, I'm John Miller in Lima.